Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It is Friday, July 30th. You are listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Lance Glynn. I hope everyone has had a good week so far. Enjoyed our discussion with Blair Angulo yesterday regarding Pac-12 Media Days and is looking forward to what will hopefully be a good weather weekend wherever you may be. Before we start, I wanted to remind everyone that if you like what you hear, make sure to drop us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. We love to see your comments and would be so gracious for feedback if you want us to cover a topic we haven't already, or if we haven't hit your favorite team yet, as we preview all the Power 5 schools and some Group of 5s as well this offseason on the College Football Daily. Of course, if we have already covered your favorite team and you missed it, or you want to listen back, don't worry. We have all the episodes for you. Just go to Spotify, search for the playlist Across the Country with the College Football Daily, and listen as we preview your favorite program. We are continuing our goal of hitting all the Power 5 teams and a few Group of 5 schools today as we preview Pittsburgh. Joining me on the podcast and on the line now, covering Pitt football and recruiting for 24/7 Sports, Panther247.com, is Ed O'Brien. Ed, thanks so much for coming on and giving me some time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me on.
So, Ed, I want to start with the fan perspective on the program, right? Specifically on Pat Narduzzi. Look, he's been consistently between 6 and 8 wins. One year I know went 5 and 7, but he really hasn't been able to raise that ceiling past 8 wins. You know, he's reached that mark 3 times, but 2 of those came in his first 2 seasons. And, you know, in the 4 seasons since, he's just averaged about 6 wins a year. What is the fan opinion on Narduzzi going into year 7? You know, are they starting to, I guess, grow a little, I would say, impatient that he hasn't been able to hit 9 or even, dare I say, that 10 double-digit win season?
You know, with the Pitt football fan base, they've started to grow a little bit more impatient, especially with the progress of the offense over the past couple of years, maybe 3 or 4 last years. The defense has been considerably strong during his tenure, but it's just other things that have, as you mentioned, not enabled him to get past that 6, 7, 8 win mark on a consistent basis. So I think there's a little frustration, but what you also get is like, all right, who would you bring into Pitt to do better than what he's doing? And to be honest with you, I think some of the fan base may have tempered their expectations and are kind of realistic in regards to, I'll mention the recruiting, as far as the type of recruits they can get into the program. Now, they may not be able to beat, let's say, Clemson, but I do think the fan base expects them to beat the second-tier teams in the ACC. So I think the frustration lies within there. Sometimes they lose the teams they're not supposed to.
Would you say he's on the hot seat at all, or, you know, not necessarily, you know, because again, expectations, you said, have kind of been tempered because they haven't been able to, or they sometimes lose to those second tier ACC teams when it comes to recruiting, and they haven't been able to reach that 9-10 win plateau and that 9-10 win ceiling. Is he on the hot seat at all, or is this just kind of something that, you know, we're monitoring?
I'll say the seat is warm because the same results for this, you know, for during this, you know, same time, like the amount of time he's been there, at some point, you know, the program may look to, you know, find somebody that can get Pitt over the hump with the talent they have. So I'm leaning towards warm, but I think it can get hot depending on how this season goes.
So let's take a look at the offense, right? All eyes turn to Kenny Pickett. He's back for one more season, and obviously even further improvement is expected from him. We just spoke, obviously, about possible pressure on Pat Narduzzi, but what about pressure now on Kenny Pickett? You know, what does he need to do now in his final season to help Pittsburgh possibly get to that next level and go higher than that 8-win ceiling that they've been stuck at?
I think Kenny Pickett, I mean, this is his 4th year starting, and, you know, he obviously played some games on his freshman year, but I think he needs to find a way to take a step to that next level, meaning he needs to kind of carry the team on his back. I mean, I know he's not surrounded with, like, top-tier talent, but I think he's surrounded with enough talent where He definitely should be able to throw more than 10 touchdowns in the season, in my opinion, especially going into, you know, his fifth year. I think he just, I don't know if it's the offense. I don't know if the offensive coordinator is limiting, you know, the playbook as opposed to the kind of passes he's able to throw. I don't know if the reins had to be taken off of him, but he's been, I'll be honest with you, a little average during his whole time there. So it's like, it's one of those things. Well, if it doesn't happen now, when is it going to happen? You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where I think he has to elevate his game a little bit and just, I think, take more chances downfield. Again, I'm not sure if it's, sometimes it's hard to figure out whether it's the call, you know, play calling, or it's just that the coach realized he's kind of limited in what he can do. And I also think he needs to get back a little bit to, you know, making more plays with his legs. Last year, he didn't rush for a ton of yards. I mean, not that he was rushing for a ton of yards in the previous years, but he definitely took a step back as far as making plays with his legs. He could scramble, obviously, but I think he needs to get that incorporated into his game a little bit more.
Yeah, and especially when you have a quarterback that can do both. It just adds so much to an offense, whole new dynamic when you have a quarterback that can obviously use his legs as well as throw the ball. One of the key targets for him this season, as it was last year, is Jordan Addison. You know, how high are expectations now on him after the season he did have in 2020? Like, he led Pitt in receiving as a freshman. And I think that fans and coaches believe that he's, I guess, only going to improve as a player and frankly should improve his stats now in year number two.
I definitely agree with that assessment. And I think part of that will be the important thing about that will be the need for another receiver to step up and provide that true number two target behind Addison. You know, last year, Addison had the best stats receiving as far as catches, yards, and touchdowns, and just total impact. I think if they could find that number two guy that's consistent, I definitely agree with that assessment that he should definitely improve his numbers. Of course, teams are going to have a whole season of film on him, so he'll probably most likely see more double teams this upcoming season, even though he's in the slot. So I think Pitt will do a good job of moving him around as well and getting the ball in his hands any way as possible. So to answer your question, I definitely expect a big season out of him.
Are there any names that you think could possibly step up and be that number two guy for Pitt to, like you said, kind of take that pressure away from Jordan Addison so that either it draws doubles away from him or that it just, you know, makes defenses more aware that it's not only Addison who could get the ball?
You have Jared Wayne coming back for, I think it's his sophomore year. Luis, I hope I said that right. That's another candidate to help on the receiving end. And I believe Lucas Kroll, tight end. They haven't really in the past, but I think Lucas Kroll is someone, a tight end that Pitt will utilize this upcoming year. So if they can spread the ball around a little bit, provide more targets and more people for the defense to really think they'll have to defend, then I think that'll open up things for Addison as well. And also a good running game as well. So.
And look, obviously a Pat Narduzzi-led team is going to be built on his defense. But look, they do have to replace two dominant pass rushers in Patrick Jones and Rashad Weaver. What is the plan to replace those two? And what would you consider, I guess, the strengths of this Pitt defense right now going into the season?
The strengths of the defense, I believe, will be on the defensive line. And the strength might be spread out a little bit, but there's more experience coming in a linebacker position. Cam Bright leading the way. And also, as far as your question in regards to defensive line, they do have at least about five players that were in the rotation. Four players that were in the rotation last year that should be starters. You have defensive ends Deslin Alexandre and John Morgan that should be will take over the defensive end spots as starters. They saw a lot of snaps last year and definitely showed promise. And then in the interior, you have Kalijah Cansey, who's being looked at as one of the top interior defensive lineman in the ACC headed into the season. And also Devin Danielson, who also started on the interior defensive line. He'll be looked at to lead away as well. And you also have Keyshawn Camp coming in. Coming back from an injury he suffered last season. So the way Pitt does it, they have a rotation. They get a lot of guys in the rotation. And I believe, you know, it'll be hard to replace Patrick Jones and Rashad Weaver, but you know, they've always found a way to get some, you know, some ballers on the defensive line. So it'll be by committee to try to make up for their absence or departure.
And you know, like we all know, obviously Pat Narduzzi teams are known for their defenses. And like you said earlier, the defense certainly hasn't been the issue for Pat Narduzzi's tenure here in Pittsburgh. And a couple more from me. Is there a game on the schedule that I guess you would kind of label like a swing game for Pitt? You know, I went through it, maybe Tennessee, maybe Virginia Tech. Which game would you point out as the one that that could kind of dictate the season for the Panthers?
You know what? I looked at those two games, and I'm going to go with Virginia Tech, mainly because that might set the tone for the following 4 weeks, because the following 4 weeks involve them playing Clemson, Miami, and North Carolina. So that's a rough stretch. So if they can win that Virginia Tech game, worst case scenario, you know, they'll head into that stretch 3-2. So I think if they can win that game, then they could possibly win one or two of those next four games. I don't think they'll be Clemson, but, you know, seeing how, you know, I guess it'll depend on how the season's going, but I think they can possibly beat Miami, North Carolina. But I think that Virginia Tech game will tell a lot.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, with that stretch of, like you said, Clemson, Miami, North Carolina, while a win is possible, so is 0-3. So if you don't get that game against Virginia Tech, then you're kind of already behind the eight ball going into probably what I would assume is the toughest stretch of Pitt's season. And, you know, then the worries begin, really, when if you're possibly sitting 2-3 and then you go to that three game stretch and you hypothetically go 0-3, you're what, 2-6? And you're kind of like, you know, we need to win out in order to make a bowl. So Ed, last one from me. We talked about obviously individual expectations this year for guys like Kenny Pickett, guys like Jordan Addison. But what about the team? You know, what are your expectations for this program in 2021? Can this team finally push through the 8-win ceiling and reach double digits?
I'll be honest with you. I think they're close to the six or seven wins this season. I do believe the defense will once again be the strong point of this team, but there's a lot of questions on the offensive line and at the running back position. And I'm not sure if that'll be enough for them to get to that 8-win plateau. I do think 6 or 7 wins are definitely probably more realistic. Maybe they can steal a game, you know, from, as I mentioned, from Miami or North Carolina or even Virginia Tech. But I think offensive line or running back play, that'll be key. I'm not sure if they have enough in the backfield. So, you know, maybe take the load off of Kenny Pickett as far as the passing game goes and take the load off their defense. So I think 6 or 7 wins, in my opinion, are probably what Pitt will get to.
You can follow him on Twitter at EdO'Brien247 and make sure to check out Panther247.com. Ed, thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate you giving me some time today.
Hey, no problem at all. Thanks for having me on.
Remember that if you like what you hear, make sure to drop us a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. We love to hear what you think. If you have any questions, any ideas for a topic, or if you haven't heard your favorite team yet. My name is Lance Glynn. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. We will be back on Monday for the next edition of the College Football Daily.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.